Welcome to the Nation's Leaders from Coast to Coast podcast. I am your host, George J. Jefferson, and I am an AI. This podcast is written by and recorded by AI Technologies. Each day we will profile one politician and other government officials in a completely random order. You can follow us at pointedwords.com and remember, better pointed words than pointed swords. Now, let's get started with today's profile of Dina Titus, the representative from Nevada's 1st District. Dina Titus biography. Dina Titus, born Alice Costandina Titus on May 23, 1950, in Thomasville, Georgia, is a Democratic U.S. representative for Nevada's 1st Congressional District. Known for her commitment to progressive policies and her advocacy for Nevada's diverse communities, Titus has become a significant political figure in the state, especially in the Las Vegas area, which her district encompasses. With a career spanning academia and public service, Titus has spent decades working on issues such as education, healthcare, veterans affairs, and tourism, a critical industry for Nevada's economy. Raised in Georgia, Titus grew up in a politically engaged household, which inspired her early interest in government and policy. She went on to attend the College of William and Mary, where she earned her bachelor's degree, and then continued her education at the University of Georgia for her master's degree. Finally, she obtained her Ph.D. in political science from Florida State University. Following her academic journey, Titus moved to Nevada, where she would spend over three decades teaching political science at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. As a professor, she specialized in Nevada government and public policy, establishing herself as an expert on the unique political landscape of the Silver State. In addition to her academic work, Titus became active in Nevada politics. Her political career began with her election to the Nevada State Senate in 1988, where she represented the 7th District. Over her 20 years in the State Senate, Titus became known for her leadership on issues such as environmental protection, education funding, and healthcare access. She served as the Democratic leader in the Senate for 15 years, earning respect from both her constituents and colleagues for her legislative accomplishments and her dedication to Nevada's working families. In 2006, Titus ran for governor of Nevada but narrowly lost in a highly competitive race. However, her loss did not deter her political ambitions. In 2008, she successfully ran for the U.S. House of Representatives, winning a seat in Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. After losing her re-election bid in 2010, Titus returned to Congress in 2012, this time representing Nevada's 1st District, a seat she has held ever since. Throughout her time in the House, Titus has remained committed to her core values of advocating for healthcare access, supporting veterans, protecting public lands, and promoting Nevada's tourism economy. Titus' tenure in Congress has been marked by her involvement in key committees that address issues critical to Nevada. She serves on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and the Foreign Affairs Committee. These assignments allow her to influence policies that directly impact Nevada's transportation systems, infrastructure development, and international tourism, all essential components of the state's economy. In her role on the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Titus has advocated for federal funding to improve Nevada's roads, airports, and public transit systems. She has worked to secure funding for projects like the expansion of McCarran International Airport and improvements to the Interstate 15 corridor, which serves as a vital link between Nevada and neighboring states. Through her work, Titus has emphasized the importance of a robust infrastructure to support Nevada's growth and ensure safe, efficient transportation for residents and tourists alike. On the Foreign Affairs Committee, Titus has focused on issues related to tourism, cultural exchange, and international relations that impact Nevada. With Las Vegas as a global destination, she has advocated for policies that make it easier for international visitors to travel to the U.S., recognizing the significant economic contributions of tourism to her district and the state as a whole. Her efforts to expand the visa waiver program and improve the visa application process for tourists reflect her commitment to making Nevada an accessible and attractive destination for visitors worldwide. Titus has also been a vocal advocate for veterans and their families, consistently supporting legislation that improves healthcare, housing, and job training for veterans. With Nevada's 1st District being home to a large veteran population, her dedication to addressing their needs is central to her work in Congress. She has championed bills aimed at reducing homelessness among veterans, expanding mental health services, and ensuring access to quality health care through the Department of Veterans Affairs. Dina Titus resides in Las Vegas, Nevada, where she remains deeply involved in her community. Known for her straightforward and tenacious personality, Titus is a strong advocate for her district and is committed to improving the lives of her constituents through effective and compassionate representation. Why people support Dina Titus? Representative Dina Titus has built a loyal base of supporters in Nevada's 1st District who value her experience, her advocacy on key local issues, and her commitment to progressive policies. One of the primary reasons people support Titus is her dedication to Nevada's unique economy. Representing the Las Vegas area, Titus understands the importance of tourism to Nevada, and she has consistently worked to promote policies that support this industry. Her efforts to expand international tourism, improve infrastructure, and secure federal funding for projects in Nevada have won her praise from business owners and workers alike, who see her as a champion for economic growth in the state. Supporters also appreciate her commitment to veterans and their families. With a large veteran population in her district, Titus has prioritized issues that affect veterans, such as healthcare access, mental health support, and job training programs. Her work to expand housing assistance and mental health resources for veterans has resonated with constituents who see her as a steadfast advocate for those who have served the nation. Titus's strong stance on healthcare has also earned her support from many Nevada voters. She has consistently advocated for expanding access to affordable healthcare, protecting the Affordable Care Act, and ensuring that Nevadans have access to essential services. For many of her constituents, particularly those facing high healthcare costs, her commitment to healthcare reform and affordable access makes her a valuable representative in Congress. Another reason for her popularity is her support for public lands and environmental conservation. In a state with vast natural landscapes and public lands, Titus has worked to protect these areas from overdevelopment and to promote sustainable environmental practices. Her advocacy for public lands, national parks, and conservation efforts resonates with Nevada residents who value outdoor recreation and the preservation of their state's natural beauty. Additionally, Titus's progressive values align with the priorities of many voters in her district, particularly those in the diverse Las Vegas area. She has supported policies that promote social justice, workers' rights, and access to quality education, reflecting the values of her constituents. Many view her as a forward-thinking representative who is committed to creating positive change for all communities in Nevada. Why people don't support Dina Titus? While Dina Titus enjoys substantial support, she also faces criticism from various groups and individuals who disagree with her positions or feel that her approach does not align with their priorities. One of the primary criticisms of Titus is her support for progressive policies that some view as too far left for Nevada's 1st District. Her advocacy for policies such as expanded healthcare, climate change initiatives, and social justice reforms has led some moderate and conservative voters to question whether she represents their interests. Critics argue that her progressive stance on issues such as immigration reform and climate policy may not align with the diverse economic and political views of her constituents. Another point of criticism is her position on healthcare reform, particularly her support for the Affordable Care Act. While she is praised by many for her efforts to protect and expand healthcare access, opponents argue that the ACA has led to increased costs for some Nevadans, particularly small business owners. These critics feel that her approach does not fully consider the challenges facing individuals and businesses who may be burdened by rising premiums. Titus has also faced opposition due to her stance on immigration and her support for comprehensive immigration reform. In Nevada, where immigration is a key issue, some voters believe that her support for reform policies may be too lenient, potentially impacting jobs and resources for American citizens. Critics argue that her approach to immigration does not adequately address border security or the economic concerns of those who prioritize more stringent immigration policies. Additionally, Titus's position on gun control has been a source of contention, particularly in a state where gun rights are strongly defended. Her support for measures to limit gun access and enforce stricter regulations has drawn criticism from Second Amendment advocates who view these policies as infringing on their rights. For many gun owners in Nevada, her stance on this issue represents an overreach of government control that they believe does not align with Nevada's culture of gun ownership. Lastly, some critics argue that Titus's focus on national progressive issues sometimes overshadows local concerns specific to Nevada's 1st District. They feel that her emphasis on broader Democratic priorities may at times overlook the specific needs of her district's residents, particularly those in economically diverse and working-class communities. This perception has led some constituents to question whether her priorities in Congress fully align with the day-to-day challenges faced by Nevadans. Thanks for listening, and remember to join us at pointedwords.com, where you can follow the podcast and join in the discussion.